Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome back to Bottom of the Barrel. This is episode 176. That's Chris Ramsey. I'm Wes Barker. This is the Comedy Magic Conspiracy Super Fun Awesome Cool Podcast.
Damn, when you put it like that.
Right? Who wouldn't want to be here?
I'm very excited about it now. I was like, whoa. What is this? What are you talking about?
Yeah. And that we do beer reviews as of today, apparently.
Yeah, Green's really like taking it upon himself to like, you know, push us a little further into staying on topic and having, you know, things ready.
Which he's trying to make it a podcast he wants to watch.
That's right. Yeah. And we're like, no, why would you want that? He brought us three different type of beer. Yeah. And we're going to try each one today. We're going to talk about them a little bit.
Just a little bit. Not getting crazy.
But if you're not into beer, don't worry.
Hopfenstark. Svetsli. I don't know.
Maybe I should read.
Yeah, most of them are like a German and Czech and...
Yeah.
I think it's way better if I attempt it.
We don't need everything
pronounced correctly.
I agree. We just don't know if you were just trying to speak normal. And we just couldn't understand
I haven't
you.
Had any beers, so I was trying to speak normal. Yeah,
you're just trying to say regular words. Oh, we're off to a great start here, guys. One thing I do want to say is, first of all, congratulations, Wes. We talked about this, obviously, last week, but I hadn't seen the clip yet. Congratulations for Fool Us. Thanks, I thought that was an amazing performance.
I thought it came off great, given how bad they could have... I don't know. I'm so happy, honestly, when I saw it. I'm like, this is a great TV spot.
Yeah. Is there anything on... If you guys haven't checked it out, by the way, go watch it. But is there anything that surprised you? I know they cut some things out, but...
They cut out a couple jokes that I knew they were going to cut out. I had, like, a really funny dick joke in there, and I was flirting with...
What was the joke?
I was like, I tell Brooke, I'm like, give me a piece of tape, like, 8 inches long. And then she hands it to me, and I look at it weird, and they have that in. But then I get up and go, Penn, can you stand up? I have to measure this. And I try and gesture to measure it on.
That is
stick.
Inappropriate.
It's so funny.
It is so funny. But for TV?
I knew they were going to cut it.
That's a for sure cut. But they didn't even keep the... Because I think...
Oh, yeah. They didn't even keep the shock look, did they? I just took it from her.
Yeah.
She made a joke being like, I feel like this is a setup. Then they cut from there.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, because...
She was talking a lot. Because I when I ripped my shirt, I'm like, sorry. I'm also a stripper. I don't know what job I'm doing. She's like, I look more like a stripper. She says that. I didn't even hear it when I was performing.
Right.
Because most people don't talk during
She does say that.
Yeah.
And I would agree.
Same.
Definitely. And
if I had a dollar, I would have
a stripper I'd like to see. She looks great.
Oh, she's amazing. 52 years old,
52,
dude.
Eh?
Wow. Holy shit. Makes me want to date older women.
Yeah, the first time I saw her was in the picture when she's making that weird face. I was like, yeah, she looks okay. But then I saw her afterwards. Like,
oh, well, she's got like this bubbly personality.
What's her name?
She's a really good host.
Brooke Burke. She's so good at hosting that show.
The smiles are so radiant, and like she'll smile at the camera and you're just watching her like, oh my God.
I can't tell
if this woman's amazing.
She actually likes magic or not. I don't care.
Yeah.
She's good at pretending to like magic.
She can do no wrong.
Yeah, big fan.
The right amount of sweet.
Oh, buddy.
And like, yeah.
It's so quick.
And very quick.
Quick with it all. Yeah.
And obviously,
and
you
type in nude uncensored.
Not a site for sore eyes either.
She
a sight for sore eyes or not a sight for sore eyes?
I would want those, but my eyes are sore. Show me.
That's
obviously
right.
People make my eyes
a sight for sore eyes. Also, yeah.
So the
not a sore eyesight. You need for yeah.
But yeah, my I post my clip on YouTube, 100-something thousand. Post it on Facebook, 100-something thousand. Everyone's liking the clip. Like, it's going well.
100-something thousand on your performance.
Yeah, just on my clip on both.
It was like at 60 yesterday.
Yeah, it's
wow,
flying. And Facebook is flying.
I love that.
So the comments are all like, it's so funny because Penn, you know, his little coded thing is like, you've really turned the tournament restored inside out. So all the comments are just like, yeah, the shirt's just inside out. I'm like, he knows what Penn knows.
Yeah.
Keller knows. You just saying turn the shirt inside out, you still don't know what the fuck. I love these comments. I'm like,
because if I say inside out, I don't know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but it is accurate.
Yeah.
It is accurate, but it's like, it's not complete.
You're not complete. Try it. It's not complete.
Yeah. And maybe, who knows, once you retire the trick, you'll
it might be a video coming out.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because that's what happened in the last video.
Yeah, I made $10,000 off of exposing my own trick.
That's right.
After I was done with it.
And what did they give you for being on the show the first time?
Right? Not a lot.
1,500?
Something like that. Yeah. I think some appearance fee like
now
that.
Now it's probably lower.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't remember. Dude, I got bags.
Yeah.
Right? I got
under your eyes.
Yep.
Yeah. From traveling. Uh-huh. And your travel bags are here too. So
that's right.
Lots of bags.
So I don't know where the money is. I lost it.
Yeah.
Fuck. I did that show and then that came out the other day. I got to watch it with my family, so my mom gave me like a little trophy.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, so she's like, "You didn't win, here you go."
We'll pull that up.
Yeah, I'll put a
in
photo
post.
Of that in there.
We'll give it to Artie.
Oh shit. It was cute. So at least I walked away with something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather have nothing. I feel, but like, yeah, no, it's super sweet. I thought it was dope.
It was weird just sitting there watching a viewing party with my family. And like,
yeah.
I remember like 10 years ago when I first went on like a national show, it was so hyped. And this time I'm like, oh, I couldn't care less.
No.
I was more excited to get it and post it on YouTube.
Fair.
I have no idea concept of this on here.
Fair.
What does this mean? How many people watch this show? Whatever. Yeah. I put it on YouTube. Now I can make some money. I can see other comments. People were promoting it. And that's where it all, like, it didn't air. My phone didn't blow. 10 years ago, something of mine airs on TV. My phone's blowing up.
Yeah.
Phone didn't
even. Because it's the only other way to get a hold of you.
That's just it. Yeah. But now nothing even, no one even cared until I posted it. And then the shit comes in.
Yeah.
Where they go, ooh, rough one, buddy.
Now it's like you'll be lucky if you get like an email or a DM or something. Like, you'll get DM from friends and stuff being like, hey, congrats and stuff. But you never, like, if it goes on TV, you're never going to get that much feedback in real life. And most of like, not everybody has CW.
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody has YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I was amazed that I could even watch it in real time. My mom's like, oh, we still got it. So it worked out.
Mm. This is a really good beer.
Yeah, 3.5%, 3.7%.
Oh.
It's really light. So
yeah, very light.
Is that why?
It's a Czech amber lager.
But it doesn't lack taste.
No, it's super good.
It's still got a bit of a hoppy taste, but it's actually quite...
light without any bitterness.
Yeah, there's barely any bitterness.
For these hot days that we're having right now of 12 degrees Celsius.
There is some bitterness. It's not devoid of bitter.
Yeah, I know. They're kind of lying a little bit there.
Yeah.
It's called 10 degree, but then it says serve at between 4 and 7 degrees.
Hmm. Does it really?
Yeah, literally. That's what it says on here. Fucking dumbass checks. Dumbass checks.
Yeah, it's all a conversion into Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
That fucked them up.
Yeah.
You're supposed to drink it at 10 degree, but... 10 degree Fahrenheit, not Celsius. And...
Oh man, I did a show in Lethbridge.
Yeah,
I had to do a family show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to double up.
Yeah, they're like, we want you to come, and they're like, we want you to do a 3 p.m. family show, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I agreed to it months ago, right? And I'm like, yeah, I need money. Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we'll give you a comedian. You do a real show at night, 90 minutes. Have an opening comedian. You do your thing. And 45-minute family show, middle of the day.
Yeah.
I said, okay, sure. I go there, and, like, it's a small town. I get there. There's 20 people in this family show.
Well, okay, 20 people, that's, like, five families?
Yeah.
Okay.
They each had a table. There's four families.
Four families.
Yeah. And then this empty room behind them. But luckily, the youngest kid there was, like, 7. And the oldest kid was about 12 or 13.
Uh-huh.
So that's not bad. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But when you get, like, I was afraid, some people bring, like, their 3-4-year-olds, right? It's a magician.
Yeah, 3-4-year-olds?
They bring 3-4-year-olds, every family. And so I was, like, really worried about that. So, like,
sometimes people bring triplets. Yeah. It happens a lot, for
and
some
I'm
reason.
I'm like, oh, it's a magic trick. And I put them under cups and I shove them around. Actually, that would have been all right.
That would have been sick. So what an amazing. No one expects triplets, dude. People might expect a twin, never a triplet under a cup. God damn.
So they do. I do the show. I don't really suck, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I must be getting better at this shit.
Yeah.
Because I was like really kind Clearly. Of fun. And then get an email the next day from the people that hired me. They're like, hey, we want to pass this along. They're like, this family says, we had a blast. And this woman's like, to quote my boys, she brought three boys.
Three four-year-olds.
Yeah. She's like, this was the best 45 minutes of my life, they all said. And she's like, I'm so sad that only 20 people came to this family-friendly event.
Wait, she said that?
Yeah, it's all in there. That's the entirety.
Leave that part out.
Yeah, I'm like, why did you say that?
Yeah, that email was almost quotable.
Yeah, almost. Half of that is like going on my website. Well, yeah, so I'm good at luring. I'm not good at luring in children, but I'm good at entertaining them once I got them, apparently.
It's so funny that she's like, what did you do last year? She's like, I saw this fucking amazing show. There's only 20 people in the entire audience. The show was fucking incredible. It was the best show my kids have ever seen. And there were only 20 people in the audience.
It was so fun.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
So then I went out drinking.
Imagine how shit those kids' life is. like, you know what I mean? Like, just imagine. They're like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
This is the best 45 minutes of my life.
Of their life.
They clearly don't have video games.
They've never been to a theme park.
Because
if I'm a kid, I'm liking the theme park more than any live entertainment.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's my favorite band.
And they're not in puberty yet, so they're not jerking off.
Yeah. Bring me to a basketball game.
Yep.
That trumps everything.
No. Against my show?
A basketball
Professional
game?
Professional athletes?
Did you remember the Raptors game we went to?
That was awesome.
Yeah, that dude. Was like, would you rather go to a magic show?
I'd rather go to Erica Claire's magic show.
No, I've already seen it now. Yeah, no, I'd rather go to a basketball game. Yeah.
Different every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. The night show was actually good, though. It was actually sold out, full crowd. And that was good.
But that was pretty sick.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying. I'm like, those kids.
Those kids have shit life.
Yeah. If you were in LA and you get 3 4-year-olds together, you know, and be like, hey, was this the best night of your life? They're gonna be like, no, we see shows every week.
They're like, we saw this show exactly at Venice Beach the other day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was awesome. It's sunny out though.
Yeah.
And I got a fucking ice cream cone. Yeah. So.
And we were allowed to throw them at the guy performing because my mom said that was all right.
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah. We were allowed to kick over his hat.
Yeah.
And
then there was
it.
A bum fight.
Yeah. That's right.
With drones.
We set him on fire. So. Mom said it was okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And daddy owns the network, so we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, we made him his own shit.
Yeah.
That's if you're living in LA and you're a kid. And
Yeah.
My dad's a producer.
The guy that opened for me in the night show, his name's Dale Ward. He's out of Calgary. He has 270,000 followers on TikTok.
Okay.
For doing chest hair art.
You said this.
Okay. Pull it up.
What's his name?
Dale Ward. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I can only do it like every month. He's a very Dale hairy Ward. Man, but he has amazing chest hair
in
art.
In relation to Mike Ward.
They are both dirty, filthy senses of humor, so potentially.
Some relation there.
Yeah, funny, dirty, sexy even.
The next one we got is Sir John.
Shout out to Dale Ward and his chest hair. You can follow him on Instagram or TikTok. And he just goes to town.
Oh, yeah. Holy fuck.
He just likes to.
That's a lot of hair.
Yeah. Dude.
God damn, Dale.
I don't know why. That
that's
one,
him That's not, him unshaven.
It's not a lot of art, but yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty handsome man. Thank God he's short, or else I'd be, you know, threatened.
If you're into it.
Yeah. Short kings.
That's a crazy amount of hair. Like, it goes all over his body. He's like Wolfman.
But, like, after the show, one lady came up to us. We were standing together, and she goes, great show, guys. Really great show. And then she starts walking away and she turns back to Dale and she goes, really great show. Like, she said it to both of us and then took a step away and she had to come back and just tell Dale specifically that he had a great show.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah. He got
a double great.
He was pretty hard to follow. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Fucking funny guy.
Double great show.
How much would you guys rate that first beer out of 10? You're gonna do like a Dave Portnoy thing where like nothing can reach a 10.
No, for sure. As a podcast beer, I'll give that a 6.
10.
Starting off strong.
It's a solid 10 for me. It's like this is like the dunk contest, dude. You do something I've never seen before, you're getting a 10.
Yeah. You call it a, yeah. And it even says 10 on the can.
Yeah. I want to hurt. I'm friends with all these guys. I don't want to hurt their feelings. 10. The first one I'd give. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
7.5.
Not bad.
What'd you give it?
6.
6?
Still fuckable. I fuck with it every night.
I'm a fan of the light beer.
Yeah.
And blondes are nice and amber's nice. This one's called Sir John.
Now you got an easy one.
It's got pictures and like these sort of eyes photoshopped over everyone's sort of high school pictures, and everybody has a mullet, and it says "Ici le mullet est roi," here the mullet is king. Ooh. And then it says "Helles," which in German is light, so it's light beer.
It's got three different languages on there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, la terre c'est notre bro. Recycle puis fais attention à ta peau. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty cool.
The earth is our skin. No, the earth is our bro. Recycle and take care of your own skin. Like
oh, wow.
Take care of yourself.
Calling the earth your bro is pretty good.
It's pretty funny.
I like that.
Generic beer with... that's what a lot of these guys do, and I think we should do this too.
What, be bros?
This is just a beer.
And they just wrap it.
And they just wrap it with their own branding. So we go out there, we try beer we like, and then we're like, that's our beer.
Boom.
Let's do that.
All right.
Because then we don't have to do it. Should cut this out. No. I mean, we should do that.
Let's just do it. No one will know.
Yeah. We should 100% do it. Because that's what people do.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make my own beer.
No.
Let's go find the most delicious beer.
Yep.
Set a quest
out. Is a beer maker a beerista?
I was holding back the last to make sure it sounded extra silent.
That's me.
So yeah, this beer, less hoppy, but more malty.
What's the percent on this bad boy?
5.2%.
Jesus Christ, Wes. Half a 3% beer, and I'm like, what's the percent of that?
You say percent?
Yeah.
Like you're from like Boston or something?
Percenta.
I don't know if you have enough there.
No, I have enough. Trust me.
All right, what do you think of this one here?
Yeah, this is more my speed immediately.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a nice summer beer.
Yeah, big fan of that.
I said 7.5, my other one. Bring the other one down to a 7.
Done.
And this with all the mullets on there, you could jerk off to the can after a couple.
I barely taste this one, though. I ate really spicy food the other day, and I don't have any taste buds, I think.
Yeah, it is more mellow than that one, surprisingly.
It really is.
But it's hard for me to tell because every time, like, that was the first beer of the day, that last one.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be a little bit more in you.
This, yeah, that is a good, that is a good point.
Oh, this one contains gluten.
Does it have gluten?
I think we all, I don't know. Gluten's everywhere. Gluten's a myth, man.
I don't really. Show me one gluten, dude. Yeah. Show me just one. Just bring one.
Yeah.
Let me see one gluten.
You can go to the store, try and buy a gluten.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Was it? Put a little calorie in my hand. Put a little calorie in my hand. Let me see what that looks like. Mm-hmm. I like things that are real, not fictitious. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Damn right.
Yeah. Preach. Show me a real calorie.
Preach.
Show me a carb. The fuck's a carb? Carbon, the element?
Show me
what I'm made of.
$1 billion. Show it to me.
Yeah.
Show me.
Show me. Yeah, please. Please.
Please. Please. Show me $56,000 to clear my debt. Please. You ever see that video where the guy's like, how much would it cost you to suck a dick?
Yeah.
And he's like $36,421 or whatever. And the guy's like, what? He's like, that's how much I owe my truck. just so funny.
What's the number there? It's pretty high. I think it's very high.
To suck a dick?
Yeah.
Depends what you're going through.
No, for me, I'm thinking.
Oh, well, yeah, for you, it should be high. If it was too low, I'd be like, well, he just might as well just say you like sucking dick. That's fine. Just come out already.
He's like, he did it for 12 grand.
Yeah. Didn't need it, did he?
Like, you didn't need that 12. Like,
yeah. If I say 12, it makes sense. You say 12.
I think that's your number.
Yeah, dude. I think money on the table.
Money on the table.
You get a little lower even. You never know, right?
Money on the table. We always say it, man, is speaks differently.
Like, if Mr. Beast wanted to make an OnlyFans channel, he would find out the truth about a lot of these answers.
Yeah.
Right? He just starts putting money on the table, but like R-rated.
That's an amazing idea for a,
I know.
For a show.
I know. Let's cut that out. Maybe Mr. Beast All Three Ego wants to do it.
No, hit him up. We'll see.
I'll do it. Hit him up.
What's your number? Say any number and then we'll talk.
It'd have to be way more than a million. Like
more than a million?
Hold on, just hold on.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'd have to like, yeah, like
it would have to be life changing.
Yeah, like not a down payment on a house or something. It'd right. have to be like
life changing.
Yeah, I don't want to work for the rest of my life so I can go through this trauma.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, trauma, I guess to some people, I think I could live with it.
Did you hear Pete Holmes' bit on this?
No.
It's like for $50,000, I would sprint to that appointment.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that answer.
Yeah.
But I think like all jokes aside, I'd be fucking traumatized.
Yeah.
Like, you're having to put a wiener in your mouth and you don't want to.
Well, you say it like that.
Don't say wiener.
Yeah. Well, why are you trying to make it hotter?
I would, dude, if I'm allowed to have a, let me get fucked up. I black out all the time if I drink.
That's a good point.
I could suck your dick true. Blacked out. I wouldn't even remember it, dude. I'll wake up in a bathtub of money.
Worse.
I'm not going in sober, dude.
While you're on heroin is the worst thing you possibly do. I think that will fuck you up.
You do heroin, and then you want to do heroin again, so you have to suck a dick for the money.
That will never leave your system. But I
you don't want to anchor that dick sucking to a good thing unless you want to.
Well, here's how I feel about it.
That's hilarious.
If I had a number.
I'm obviously just gayer than both of you for sure, though. I can tell.
Well, hold on. What we're going to say is that like money on the table is different. So what I was going to say is that we say these numbers, these giant numbers, a million, 2 million, 10 million, 50 million, whatever it is. But then when you see money on the table and you picture yourself, that's yours right there. You can hold it. You can take it. It's yours now. Like that is such a different feeling than saying how much. So if I brought $100,000, $100,000, like cold hard cash on a table, answers change.
So you guys can't see Green, but he's licking his lips right now. You can't see this.
I'm drooling right now.
But that's the thing.
He stopped sweating.
But that's the thing. Like literally the idea of sucking a dick doesn't faze me.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So that's
like,
the
I'm
other
just
thing.
Like, I'm like, it's all different for all of us. Cause I'm just like, I'm not weirded out by it. I'm not going to line up to do it, but like, I'm not fucking worried about it. I don't think it would traumatize me. I might be wrong about this, but I don't think it would traumatize me.
I agree with you. I think
like, all right, I've done some shit in my life that I don't like. Right. I went to a fucking Justin Bieber concert, dude.
Yeah. Like, just to suck dick. It was crazy. I think that if girls have these sexual experiences and are often encouraged to like try out same sex things.
Yeah, true. More than guys.
Yeah. Now, this is a slippery road. This is a very slippery road. Yeah. I'm not saying we should be doing this. Yeah. What I am saying is like, it's not that crazy.
Yeah.
And if you were to give me $1 million to do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that my number? A million? Not a million, though. I couldn't do it for a million.
Dude, you couldn't even finish signing the check. I'd be already like, let's go.
If you get to choose the cock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true, actually. What is this attached to? That's the thing, right?
For sure. Is this like old, gross, pervy dick? Or
do I know guys
like,
at Greens? I have to look at them every day when we pod?
That's right.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to talk to each other again.
Yeah. Is it just like.
You'd come over to give me something? Get the fuck off. Yeah.
Just a mutant cock, like fucking something that just looks
wild.
Is
this someone that has to pay $1 million to get their
dick
sucked?
That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Tough. Like that movie director dude who did
Harvey Weinstein? Yeah.
That would be gross.
Yeah, he got paid so much money for that, though, instead.
Yeah.
He did it the other way.
Yeah, he did it the other
way.
He
didn't have to pay anything.
Yeah. I'm in.
We're talking about making money, right? We're not talking about paying someone.
Oh, then my price is different. I can make money off of sucking dick? Oh, nice.
Anyways,
that was fun. Nice little interlude. Oh, I didn't tell you this. Okay, sorry to always talk about my gigs.
Fucked up though. This has been the whole pod. Let's go.
Sorry. I know you want to talk about sucking dicks more.
Yeah, dude, you're getting off topic. What are you doing? You know the script. We've been through this.
I go to this corporate event. Actually, it relates to dicks. Boom. I'm segueing it right back. I did a dick trick at a corporate event, a high price corporate event.
Okay.
Got a great dick trick.
Yeah.
Got a great reaction. Slid it in there. No problems.
Okay. Not the. Oh, it's. Okay.
It's the. Yeah. Book I got one. It. Yeah. Okay. Great. Made even look like this guy's fault. It was super funny. Before that happens, I turned to one guy on stage. It's a high-paying corporate event. It's really, you know, 400 people there. Everyone works there. They're in a theater. They did it up. I turned to the first guy, front right. It's like my favorite spot to go for a volunteer. I talked to a guy who's like, looks like the guy I'd want to talk to.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, man, what's your name? And he's like, I really want to punch you in your stupid fucking face right now. This is the start of my corporate event. Everybody works here. And I'm like, I've never been thrown off. This is not like a biker bar.
Hold on. Did this person have like blue hair? Was this person? No,
he looked like anybody. He looked like a 55-year-old dude who's worked outside most of his life.
Who's he with?
By himself.
By himself. What?
Well, this is a corporate event. They all just sit like, they're sat in regular theater seating. He was sitting next to, like, he wasn't like with his wife or anything. It was just him and then more colleagues.
Wow.
So like.
What was the reaction to that?
Mine was like, okay. And then I like. And then I walked to the other end of the stage. I was like, how about over here?
And did but anyone around him like?
Dead silence and awkwardness. And I'm like, well, first I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, no, you're all right. You're all right. And he's like this with his hand. He's like, you're all right. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, so what is your name? And he's like, we're not fucking doing this, buddy. And like that. And I'm like, okay. Then I go to the other end of the stage. But like, it threw me off so hard. Here I'm getting paid a ton of money to do this corporate event.
Oh my God.
I wanted to go amazingly. And I am so back footed right out of the gate.
Wow.
And no one really, who would say that in front of their colleagues? Like, that's literally a threat.
That's insane.
And then afterwards, everyone's like, what a show. They're all so excited. The people that hired me, I'm like, is anyone going to bring up the fact that that fucking lunatic?
What do they say?
No one said shit. And
did
I didn't want to
bring it up.
I didn't want to bring it up. They had a great show. I didn't want to be like, remember how much that guy hated me?
Weird.
So I just had to pretend like it didn't happen.
Because you felt like this guy might have been an actual threat.
100%.
Because if you didn't feel like that was a threat, you might have just played off of it and been like, all right, buddy, calm down.
I thought about it long hard. I'm like, there was no part of me that was like going to continue with that line of joking around.
Yeah.
Because I'm like.
He made it very clear.
Thank God the stage is up 4 feet or else I would have been like. This guy might actually punch me in the face.
Grab you by the collar.
I could clearly run out of here before he can get up here, right? But like, that was
what
weird.
A loser.
I know. I wanted to have so many thoughts. He felt ashamed after this, though. He spends the next hour looking.
Because he saw you crushing.
Just looking at his feet, won't watch any of the magic. He's in the front row, staring at his shoes, not looking up, not watching anything, not laughing.
He's Jehovah's Witness.
Nah, he was just very embarrassed, I think.
Jehovah's Witness.
You think J-Dubs wouldn't come to that? He'd leave, wouldn't he?
They can't watch magic.
Well, then he could watch my show.
No, I don't think he could. You say penis, probably.
I say it a lot.
They don't like the word penis.
And I was like, what's your real number? Money on the table right now.
Wait, Jehovah's Witness, like, I have no fans that are Jehovah's Witness. We have no fans that are Jehovah's Witness. They'd have to be ex-Jehovah's Witness.
Are they not allowed to watch shit?
They're not allowed to watch magic. Magic is very against Jehovah's Witness.
I never really thought of that. I guess so.
Yep.
You can't be, can you be like, you know, can you be Jehovah's
Witness? I did a gig once. There was a wedding where half the side was like Jehovah's Witness.
So they just turned their chairs around and face the other way?
I come to the table and I was like, hey, you guys want to see some magic? And they're like, no, thank you. And like turning the kids' heads away. And they're like, no. And I was like, all right, go to the next table.
Whoa.
Yeah, like legit. I was like, oh, that's weird. It was very weird.
Okay.
They're like, watch the magic. They're like, no. But they were nice about it. They're like, yeah, it's just, we don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, fair enough. I'm not going to be one of those people that's like, no, but you'll love this. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's just the wrong thing to do.
It's like, it kind of feels like someone coming and knocking on your door, hey? Yeah.
And it was a wedding. Like, yours was
they
like
knock on doors, Chris. Yeah. That's a very funny joke I made right there.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, it's fine. Carry on.
I was just on a train of thought.
Yeah, back to you.
No, it's your joke again.
Yeah. I'm reading something on Jehovah's Witnesses. It says they're not allowed reading or, like, listening to anything mentioning God, monsters, creatures, or magical stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a whole gamut.
Yeah, it attracts Satan or something like that.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I've noticed that in my life.
Like a demon.
That's true. They're not wrong. We're not saying they're wrong.
A lot of Satan coming through my door for sure.
Yeah.
He's always got blow and booze. You know?
Yeah, dude. Comes in the form
I'm
of
like,
syringes.
Don't come
sometimes.
In here, dude.
Like, Jesus, Satan.
Don't sit down.
Calm down.
Don't turn that music up again.
Yeah. Makes me spend hundreds of dollars in Thailand.
I'm like, how long are you there? That's a lot.
Yeah, months, dude.
Oh, okay. Makes you spend tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars. That's a funny joke. You're like, yeah, dude, I spent dozens of dollars in Thailand. I had the best time. Never actually been. You've been to Thailand.
Yeah.
You go like once a year.
Not no. on volleyball. By myself. That's the weird thing. On the plane to Thailand, there's a lot of like
50-year-old
dudes.
Not single, but alone dudes.
Yeah, alone dudes. It's like, oh, I go every year, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. You with your friends? No, we're all traveling separately. I don't know these guys. Like,
100% business trip.
All right.
All of them just business trip.
Cool. What's your name? Call me Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't talk about this on social media.
Yeah. It'd be so funny just being that plane of vlog. Just be like, hey, all right, we're going to Thailand, folks.
Just, be blinded. Like, yeah.
It's so funny. There's videos of that. You ever go Thailand? What's the rest of the prompt?
I don't know. Guys picking up
sex workers.
Okay.
Guys picking up sex workers.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And you go down this road and there's a guy filming and there's just dudes, like the tons of women are all like, hey, sexy boy and whatever. Yeah. And women and all sorts of other people too.
Yeah.
And you're walking down, he's filming and people, it's just all single dads like hanging out. Yeah. It is wild.
It's so
people at ATMs surrounded.
It's so funny when you view it through that lens. You're like, whoa. But it's only like certain areas. So like when I went to Phuket, that's what you see.
Yeah. You mean fuck it?
Yeah, fuck it. When I go to fuck it.
That's how it's spelled.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right. So when I go to fuck it.
Don't do your fucking worldly accent here.
That's all you see. You go anywhere else in Thailand and it's just not there.
Yeah.
Well, it's not out in front.
Yeah.
There's like just a strip of it, like walk down like Vegas, but it's just that's what's
red light district.
Yeah. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But then you go anywhere else in Thailand and like we spent one night there, we're like, fuck this, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then we left. And everywhere else is just beautiful, awesome, like you'd want.
Yeah.
Maybe if you want a smorgasbord of sex, then that's what you do.
That's right. That's where white people go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But yeah. Amsterdam does it classier. Put it behind the windows.
That's right. But it's nice that like Thailand's like we got beaches and people are like, oh, lovely beaches, thank you for
beaches.
The beaches. And they're like, no problem, we have some other beaches over here. And you're like, oh, thank you for the beaches, it's yeah. so beautiful, the exactly. elephants are amazing. And
yeah.
like,
exactly.
And they're just smashing like ladyboys.
Yeah, it's like pay by credit card, it'll say snorkeling tour on your receipt.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, snorkeling.
Oh, cool. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Just get those receipts looking right.
Yeah, just call it like, yeah, call your company like...
Business meeting, snorkeling, adventure, marketing with other business guys.
Yeah, tourism.
There you go.
Worldwide.
Yeah, definitely a write-off.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but that's the thing is that it is the, like, it's the old joke, but it's the oldest profession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prostitution.
Yep.
And it when something like that has been around for as long as we know,
yep.
and isn't going away anywhere, it needs to eventually just be regulated. You cannot exist in a society where that is illegal.
Because I'm dying to try it, and I would never break the law.
And I want to write it off.
That's right.
You know, exactly. As a business expense.
First
I don't want to have to go to Thailand.
No.
That's a
so
big
far
hoop.
In a flight. That's a far flight.
No, but it does need to be. And like that just proves to you like all these people, because they all have like money, they're going there on business trip, they're all doing, you know,
keep
unsavory
that money
things.
In the economy.
Keep it in the economy, exactly, and support. Absolutely, though.
That's true.
For real. Because like that is money on the table.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money on the table, dude. For any government that's willing to pick it up. And there's a few that have.
Yeah.
In Poland, I think it's now.
Well, in certain places you do it differently. Like in Australia, brothels are legal, but it just has to be at the establishment.
Right.
Like, random prostitution, Craigslist, whatever. Like that's still illegal. But if you're at the establishment, you know.
Right. What they did with weed here, though, was government-controlled weed stores.
Yeah.
So it's not privately owned. In Quebec, I'm speaking. The rest of Canada is you can own private weed stores. You can't own them here.
Yeah.
It's all government-run. And I'm saying that's still a good step in the right direction. And if they had that for sex work, that would be a bonus.
Yeah.
We would see such an increase in the economy. And already now, things like OnlyFans are very normalized.
Yeah.
They're getting to a point where, like, obviously, teachers are still getting fired if they have an OnlyFans on the side.
Right.
But hearing about that has gotten to a level of normalcy almost.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can, you know, agree that that's normal, we can also agree that sex work is normal.
Yeah.
And it's in high demand from a lot of people, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, fucking, you should legalize that shit.
Yeah.
Make some profit off it, at least. And then regulate, you know, get guys need to get tested, girls need to get tested, like, everything needs to be.
That would be ideal.
Yeah. Then just watch the money fucking roll in. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going on trips.
We should have a guest that's like a sex worker. We should get one on.
That would be a great way to meet a sex worker.
Yeah, on exactly. And write it off as a business expense.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's actually a great idea. What the fuck?
We could bring a couch in here. Yeah, we could cast them. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Let's get this figured out.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, yeah. How have we never thought of this before?
Yeah. This Why has no one ever thought of this?
Yeah. Adam 22 has.
Yeah, Adam, yeah.
No Jumper has. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
What a deal he's got, eh?
Yeah, some people don't think he's got a great deal.
He's like, my wife fucks another dude every 30 girls I shag with her.
Some people don't think that's a good deal. I think it's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
Some people don't think it's a good deal.
Yeah, dude.
Some people don't. Yeah.
It's a worthy.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sacrifice.
Yeah. For sure.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know why I'm smiling. Well, the first thing I'd do if I had an extra hour of my day, I would be reading ad reads. I think reading ad reads for me really helps calm me down sometimes when I'm feeling a little stressed. Much like the folks over at BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? Again, just, you know, read ads. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help find what matters to you so you can do more of it. And that's true. Better therapy, better life quality, better help. So if you've ever thought about giving therapy a try, you can try it with BetterHelp. What's good with BetterHelp is actually this, is that you can switch out therapists. Say you're not feeling the vibe of the therapist and the therapist is like, you know, you're just like, you don't get it. You don't get me. Switch it out. No cost, no fee. You can do that. It's not a problem. So you can find someone who's just like a right fit for you. And because it's online, it doesn't matter where you are and it's flexible and there's all these things and you can cancel and all this stuff. So it's really great. You should definitely check it out if you were thinking about trying therapy. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/barrel, B-A-R-R-E-L. That's BetterHelp.com/barrel today to get 10% off your first month. So you're supporting us, you're supporting BetterHelp, but most importantly, you're supporting your own minds. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/barrel.
This show is sponsored by Factor. Factor Meals is delicious. Ready-to-eat meals, making eating better every day. I don't know what this saying on the ad right there. I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to tell you straight up. I actually have a box sent to me of Factor Meals. They are damn delicious. I probably shouldn't say damn. Let me back that up.
You can say damn.
You can say damn?
Yeah, you can say damn.
They're damn delicious.
Delicious, dude, if you even want to go that far.
So you can choose from keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, ones that are high in protein. It is pretty extensive menu on their menu. Menu on their menu.
Keep it. I like it.
I like it a lot. It's delicious. Like, I don't know what I was expecting, but when I opened the first one and I saw like a full chicken breast sitting there, I was like, oh, I get it. Real portions. So honestly, if you don't have time, they just make it easy. They just make it so easy. If you don't want to cook or don't have time because your schedule's crazy, these are 2-minute meals.
Yeah, or you're single.
Or you're single.
And you don't have someone to cook for you.
They got meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. So you gotta sign up and save right now. They've done all the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. They got snacks, smoothies, and more. A wide variety, easy options, okay, for your entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. It's really good. Flexible for your schedule. 6 to 18 meals per week, okay? You got lots of options. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your delivery time anytime. So, no prep, no mess on these meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. I love that. Heat and eat. Like, I'm bringing the heat. You just have to eat. So, there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Here's a call to action. Head to factormeals.com/Bob50 and use the code Bob50 to get, guess what, 50% off. That's the code Bob50 at factormeals.com/Bob50 for 50% off.
It sounded like they were going to kill you if you stopped talking.
Yeah.
It was great. I loved it. But yeah, I was like, oh, they're going to kill him. If he, the second he stops, he puts a comma anywhere, they're going to kill this guy.
I want to get all the information as fast as possible. Should I do it again?
I think it's fine.
Oh, man. I can't believe we ran out of things to talk about already. That was awesome.
Damn, that's great. Right on an hour, too. We covered it all. 43 minutes, right?
We covered it all.
You guys want to get into Bob Talks?
43 minutes? Where are we at?
Well,
34.
We also,
goddamn.
We didn't run a universe. Yeah, we didn't run a vibrate race yet, either, you know?
Nah, we still got a lot of things to cover.
It's a long podcast. I'm just fucking with you. I just want to put it all at the end.
There are some things that I want to bring up before we go into all the regular stuff. I feel like the regular stuff needs to be at the end, right?
Yeah, sure. I can't remember. Oh, fuck. I didn't even talk to you about this either. Two more real quick things.
Yeah.
While you get that set
up. So another gig. Go ahead. Talk to me. It's another gig?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Surprise.
I'm going to plug some dates.
Okay. Plug away.
Okay. I got three shows in the Maritimes in Canada. That's March 14 to 16. I got April 25th in Arlington, Vermont, Virginia. What's next to Washington, D.C.? Arlington.
Philadelphia.
Arlington. If you're close to Washington, D.C., you can come to my show. That's April 28th. And yeah, I got more dates that are coming. But anyways, people have been coming to my shows from Unsubscribed. Okay.
Really?
The Unsubscribe podcast. Out of my last five shows, two different groups have come up to me and be like, "We found you on Unsubscribed."
That's so sick.
And then one guy, he was like, "Yeah, I fucking loved you on Unsubscribed. That's why I came." And then he's so excited. He's like, "I'm like, oh, which one? I've been on a couple times. Like, I only saw the one where it was you and that conspiracy guy, and I've never heard anyone call you this conspiracy guy before. It was the very first time." I'm like, "Chris?" They're like, "Yeah, I guess so. He did the trick with the pussy boy.
Yes.
And I was like, wow. As if you remember that trick and him being a conspiracy guy.
Love that.
Like, it was just a wild description of the show.
So funny, dude.
And he was so hyped. And he was like 60 years old, probably. So it was like, I was like, wasn't the age demographic I maybe thought? I don't know what I thought. It was awesome.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
See, I put Arlington VT. I don't think VT is the right acronym.
Vermont?
I don't think it's in Vermont.
Arlington? No.
It's Virginia, probably.
Yeah. Damn, maybe there's an Arlington in Vermont.
No, I'm not. I'm going to the one next to DC. Yeah, it's definitely Virginia.
Fuck, yeah, VA. VA is Virginia.
Yeah, I fucked that up. I got to change that. shit. What were you saying now? Back to you about your gigs.
Well, I was just going to bring some stuff up.
Well, bring up that some are stuff fun. That aren't about your gigs.
So, do you guys ever hear of the cocksucker machine?
Yeah, he runs our podcast. It's over there.
So, the cocksucker machine.
Oh, what?
In arithmetic geometry, the cocksucker machine is an algorithm created by David A. Cox and Stephen Zucker. The name sounds similar to the obscenity cocksucker. Obviously, sounds like cocksucker. But it was a deliberate choice by Cox and Zucker, who conceived of the idea, co-authoring a paper in 1970.
Go alphabetical.
While first-year graduate students at Princeton University, for the express purpose of enabling the joke. They followed through on this 5 years later as members of the faculty at Rutgers in Jersey. So yeah, their algorithm was named the cocksucker machine.
That's
on purpose.
That's fucking wild.
Which I thought was pretty fun.
There's another paper, I can't remember what the fuck it's about, but it was Alpha and Beta were the two last names of the guys that made it, and they got another guy at like Gamma or something with and they gave him a third the credit just because they wanted to have three different.
Oh, really?
Like, whatever raised.
Really?
Alpha, Beta, yeah. Oh, it's fucking wild.
Can you pull this up if I send you something?
Yeah. Cox Zucker?
No, I got something else to pull up.
Send it by text?
Yeah, so it's Cox Zucker, but in video. On it, so I search video, what happens? No, I'm kidding. yeah, so this...
Auschwitz ist mein Sozial...
Yep, yeah. So this is a video that we've come across a few times in our group chats, which is pretty funny. But one thing I didn't notice... you got volume there? You might want to turn it up.
Yeah.
This looks like Wes... funny enough, probably in Thailand, looking like he's doing rails, like just lines of cocaine in a bathroom stall. And we always sent this because we were like, this looks like Wes, and we'd always like just tag Wes on it and get a laugh.
Yeah.
But the guy at the end of the video laughs.
Sounds just like you.
He sounds exactly like me laughing, and I don't admit that.
I'm not convinced that this isn't us. I've had some big nights.
play the video. Do you hear the laugh?
Yeah.
Play it again. That looks like you.
It totally does. Just like you. That's so perfect.
I think that was us.
I think it was us.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
100%. I don't remember that night, but that was us.
That night? It's 2 in the afternoon. We're still on the night before.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. That's going to...
I'm just going to say that was us.
I guess.
From now on.
Yeah, next time I'm like, oh, yeah, they found us.
It's so funny.
Yeah, fuck. So funny. My Instagram, my buddy sent me a couple videos of like how to like learning to breastfeed or whatever. And now my Instagram algorithm is so fucked. Cause these...
Wait, you probably got the best Instagram algorithm.
No, and that's what I'm saying. These girls clearly like... Because if you're doing stuff that is, what is it called, for educational purposes, yeah. For sure. But then this chick is not. That's not like her whole channel is just this. It's wild because that's a real baby, but it's just nonstop every time you open my thing.
Yo!
Yeah.
Yo!
She's hacked the system, dude. And I'm like.
She's got both tits out.
You don't need one kid. You don't have twins.
And she's just holding the other one like this. Like, what are you
doing? Yeah. And like, and she's so banging. You're like, oh, you hacked the, this is what you're doing now.
Great.
Because there's probably, I mean, I'm sure there's a huge fetishized thing about that on like Pornhub and everything. But if you're like, no, this is educational, let's go.
It's they so got a way wild. Of sneaking in too, because I, for some weird reason, I got big boob stuff on my Instagram. And
for some weird reason,
while, weird.
I'll get weird. A video like that too, and I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even look for like.
Yeah, milking. But they're throwing it out there because that's how the algorithm attaches other things. They're like, all right, you like big boobs. Do you like big boobs and milk? No? Cool. All right, do you like big boobs and milk now?
I always I want to learn lots, so I don't know how to breastfeed a child. Send them to me.
That's right.
I want to broaden my horizons.
What if it's the end of the world and the kid's hungry?
That's right.
You got to pull your boob out.
That's what exactly.
I did wanted to show you this one thing.
I did wanted to? Thanks, I did, Alex Boyer.
I did want
to
show you. I wanted to and I did want to.
Okay.
And I still want to.
Should do it.
And I will want to.
See what happens.
Show you. There's this Japanese lady. I don't know her name. It's like a clip on TikTok.
What does she sound like?
She sounds like this. Okay. Okay. That's the only video I saw of her. I don't know. She is the coolest person because what she does is cop, like, she become an instant master at anything she tries. And so there's a TV show around this person. I thought you'd like this. A TV show around this person. And she travels to see these masters of plate spinning, of frisbee tossing, of all these different things. And they start doing these incredibly different things, like increasingly hard. She learns them on the spot.
She learns quick. Is she a Scottish man?
And does all the things. It's crazy.
So it makes whatever his name is, Mike, whatever, what the fuck's a Scottish learn quick dude?
Learn quick guy, yeah.
Yeah, it makes him sound like a fucking goof, right?
All right, world champion boomerang.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like I saved one of these videos just so I would have it. Here, I'll send it to Green. I'll just airdrop it to you. Can I do that?
We can try that out.
Boom, boom, boom.
Airdrop. There you go. So it's like a weird voiceover and whatever montage. I was like, what the hell? This is an awesome premise for a show. And I've seen like multiple episodes where she does all these things. I don't know how they're cutting it up in post, but it's pretty crazy. Like every time I'm like, what? And the guy's always like, this is crazy.
Damn. Yeah.
Give him a sec to pull it up.
It sounds kind of like the dream.
Yeah.
I would love that. Just collect hobbies and get good at
them. She reminds me of you.
I can understand.
Because you're good at everything you try. And you like trying weird things.
Yeah.
This is what she does.
The kicker is the world champion boomerang master. It's still the world record holder. You've got a real knack for it. Xiao Mei's reaction made the master disdainful. The master said to start.
The boomerang go through the hole.
The boomerang passes gracefully through the hole. Now it's Mei's turn. And you want to come and fight like that? Master totally despises Xiao Mei. I was impatient.
You want to come and fight like that?
To learn slowly. 10 minutes later, Xiao Mei tried again.
Is it 10 minutes later?
Right through the center. It's more beautiful than the master's work, but the master thinks it's luck, completely oblivious to the gravity of the situation. So took an apple to escalate the
funny as it gravity.
I think I missed. It didn't work until the second time. Master said he's been practicing this for a year. Even if Mei is good, she can't succeed. Only to see Mei grab the boomerang and casually throw it out. The whole place was in an uproar.
That's
Master
awesome.
Zigwang was dumbfounded by the thought of how this could be possible. The scene was slapped in the face. So in order to make a fool out of Mei, the guru brought an egg and said the difficulty was the industry ceiling. Even I didn't succeed a few times to persuade Xiao Mei to give up the challenge, but she decided to give it a try.
This has got to be bullshit.
Oh my god. The master broke out in a cold sweat when he took a look at the slow playback. Just a little bit more, only to see Mei struggling to throw. Eggs fall directly into the cup.
Boomerangs are easy, though.
The master nodded awkwardly and bowed to. I can't believe such a charming
one exists
in this world.
So, all right, that's that video. But then there's a frisbee one.
Yeah.
The plate spinning one is wild.
That's insane.
She learns all that and, like, switches hands, throws the sticks
this
under her leg.
This has got to be bullshit, right? Like, she's got to, like, practice all this stuff. And,
I would assume so, but also still.
So sick.
Yeah. Those things aren't easy. Like, no. Unless they're filming all day, maybe they're filming. Maybe that's it.
Maybe
they're
too, just like, yeah.
And they're like, we're going to work for 7 days without sleep.
Sure.
You know.
And then we'll just cut together the best possible. Mm-hmm. Like the sort of the, like the dude perfect, but pretend you did it.
In first try?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. But that's cool. Just what a legend she gets to be, though. You get to be just like, everyone thinks you're just cool as shit.
Yeah. What do they call her? They called her like the ultimate one or something. Some cool ass.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's do some.
That's good shit, man. I like that.
Hey, why don't you shut up?
We keep
Green.
Missing some of these Bob talks. I don't know how. I get nothing but complaints.
You know what, Green? You just triggered me, man. I'm gonna hit you with some empty threats.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna hire an entire live action news crew to walk in on you while you're performing your manly duties by yourself.
If the news anchor's hot, I wouldn't mind.
True.
Bill O'Reilly.
Or if he's holding $1 million.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, Chris, if you do that to Green, I'm gonna jerk your dog off better than you do.
Impossible. Improbable, I should say. Nothing's impossible. Yeah, well, Wes, I will lure you into my home with baked goodies and use you as bait for the demon that lives in my basement.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
How long has he been in there?
Centuries.
Damn. All right. Okay. I'm going to sneak sexy photos of myself onto your dad's phone, then anonymously tip off your mom that they're there.
Yeah.
More sexy photos than normal.
What are you trying to do? Make both my parents come?
Yeah, that's my
God
plan.
Goddamn, dude. All right.
That's nice. I like that. Feels good. These are wholesome. Just a demon and a film crew. We're doing pretty good today.
That was a pretty good one.
That's nice.
Yeah, I like that one. That'll clip together nicely. You got a nice clip out of that. I got clipped here, boys.
Clip the whole sucker these boys. Fuckers in to come watch the next one. Let's go.
Yeah, a little shirt portal, a little belly portal for you.
Oh, right, man.
I got to go to 800. Bob. Bob talk.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob talk.
Here we go. Every time, dude.
Bob talk.
Bob talk. I don't. Why do we think of that?
I don't know.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Every time too, I'm like,
bum,
I know
bum,
that, but.
Bum, bum.
I don't know. My mind goes instantly to Two and a Half Men, but it's not that.
No, it's older than that.
Yeah, yeah, it's older than that. For
yeah,
sure.
it's definitely cartoon level.
Or like, you know those 90s, the couple that had like the health bump, packs? Bump.
Yeah, Joanne Johnson and Hal, yeah, Hal
like
Johnson.
Oh, it's something like that.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
No, it's close to there.
It's something like that.
God, I don't know, man.
It's the Art Attack or something. What the fuck?
One day AI will be good enough. We'll just change
that
like,
what is
and
the
like,
thing I'm thinking?
All right, this has got to be Eric.
Always calling Eric for you.
Yo, what's up, boys? Two guys in a bar, and they're just chatting away, having a beer, having some laughs, and this hot girl walks in, and one of the guys leans over to the other one, and she's like, buddy, he's like, I fuck girls like that all the time. And the other says, really? She's really hot, man. How do you do it? And the other says, I'm a rapist.
good old street joke.
Yeah, for sure. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, I have.
Hey, guys, I know you really like the bullshit questions, but I've got more of a serious one because I'm just real curious about it. I've watched a lot of, you know, magic stuff, and I was just curious from a magician's standpoint, like from your point of view, what can a magician do or what does a magician do that makes you go, oh, this guy's legit? Like, is there a particular trick or a method, or like, if the guy makes his own tricks, that's for real, that's legit, or, you know, something about his presentation? I was real curious, like, what's your perspective when you're watching a magician and you're like, whoa, this guy's the shit.
If he's been on trial for pedophilia, you're like, oh, that's a real magician.
Sorry, he stepped on your joke.
Oh, was he still talking? I thought he finished his question.
He's like peacing out.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Don't say goodbye.
You see, if they're on a register,
yeah,
you're like, oh, this guy's legit.
That's legit. That's, you know? All right. That was going to be funny if I waited.
Yeah, you should have waited.
Timing's terrible. I thought he was done talking.
Nah, he's still going, dude.
Oh, peace. Love you, too. Or whatever.
Great question. By the way, you sound like the guy who asks those great questions to actors. You ever watch on TikTok? The guy's like, hey, since you were born in this town and listen to this when your childhood. He's like a Sean Evans of like movies. Great question. When you see another magician and you're like, oh, he's legit, I would think original work, I think, is number one.
Yeah, like it depends, because if it's like if you see someone like out there doing the cups and balls really well, you're like, oh, clearly this guy's a magician. Has he gained my respect yet? Maybe not.
But that's, I think, what he's asking. Like, how do you think he's like, oh, this guy's legit? Like, what would you consider like?
Yeah, I just love seeing shit like with a prop I've never considered.
Yeah,
or
something original.
Super, oh my god, yeah, that's the best
originality. I think
yeah, it's got to be it.
Good question.
Definitely. Hearing you guys talk a lot too, I feel like I'm not a magician at all, but I feel like it's like if the magician thinks magic is cool, that's not cool.
No. That's not true.
When
I've learned that's wrong. I've learned that there's a lot of people out there that really fucking love, like Tobias thinks magic's fucking cool as shit.
And
Tobias,
he makes it look cool as shit.
And Tobias Jostle's fucking dope. So, like, I'm just wrong there, and I'm just trying to be too cool, I think, when I say that. If I was cooler, I would think magic's cool.
I can't pull off, like, I don't like pulling off the slick, cool magician.
Right.
But there's people who found good angles
in that. I'd pull off a slick, cool magician.
Really? You'd tug off a slick, cool magician. You'd suck off. All right.
You get the powers if you do it right.
Yeah, that's true. I think Eric again, maybe. And then after that, we'll keep the rest for the next one.
Sure.
Bottom of the barrel. Boys, I got two facts for you on this Monday morning. Number one, it's impossible to hum while plugging your nose. Or blocking your nose. And number two, I'm going to offer $50 if you guys can answer the next riddle without looking it up. What did people say while taking a picture before we used to say cheese? It is a food item.
Ooh.
What did we say before saying keys? $50 if you guys can answer it right now. Have a good day, bitches.
It's a food item?
Eric with a banger question.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
All right. First of all, let's get to the first thing you said.
Yeah. You can't hum with your nose?
You can't. Because humming requires you to exhale.
Oh, you can't. Oh, yeah. It's pretty bad. But you can also talk without opening your mouth, so.
I can.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. So, like, maybe if anyone could do it, you could do it.
So that's interesting.
Oh, wow.
No, that's- Plus, you look retarded doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just- so it's fun to yeah, be like, I bet you can. They're like.
Remember in high school, though?
When sorry, that wasn't.
You tell girls that you're like, you can't touch your elbows together or something. You ever do that in high school?
Yeah.
And like,
really? Yeah. For me, it was that. What was it?
Titties out.
Oh, you can't lick your elbow. If you lick your elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to lick your elbow. But you can't. It would just on purpose make you look a certain way. Namely, retarded. The second thing he said.
What we used to say before cheese.
Right.
And it's a food.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're. Wonder if the riddle's like milk, because you have to, it takes milk to make cheese.
It's got to be something that makes you smile.
Well, that's the thing. Cheese is actually a bad word.
Cheese.
Because it kind of like a word that ends up is better. Like happy. You want to be open at the end. Cheese is
yeah,
weird.
But cheese the whole way through, you're getting a smile.
It. Yeah, cheese.
You're not getting a, because if you say happy and somebody's like.
Happy. Hold the E at the end. Happy.
Yeah. Happy. Cheese. Just say P. P.
Just smile like a normal person.
Just smile.
P would be good. P.
Yeah.
Eating peas.
Peas. Peas.
I'm gonna say. It's,
I'm gonna go with peas.
I'm gonna say.
Tea. Ghee, the butter supplement.
I'm gonna say it's beer.
Ghee's
beer.
Not, when beer. You look at the word, it doesn't. Instigate a smile at all.
Oh. Okay, hold on.
Oh, is that? It's like with the guy that invented the fucking telephone. Like they wanted to be, you're supposed to say ahoy when you answer it, but no one ever does.
Oh,
like that. So it's like
or
totally...
in Japan they go mushy mushy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they say, dude. It's fucking wild. Like, mushy mushy.
You'd almost be making a duck face. Funny enough, like saying this whoa. Word, you'd be like,
poo,
queef,
me me. Me, I don't know what is
spoon.
It.
Prune.
That is that real? Because that's what everyone like.
That makes sense though.
Check prune. It on.
No, all the models like not now, but like 10 years ago, prune. All of them were doing that. And, like prune, like it was prune. Ashley Olsen and all that shit.
Yeah.
They're always like prune. They would literally say it in their things when they're taking photos. It became such a fucking meme
oh.
for 10 years. I didn't no idea that was the original. That's how they started doing prune. Duck faces.
Because people are going, who?
That's fucked.
Oh, weird.
Oh, Kristen would have got that for sure. She was going to show me the other one. God damn it.
Duck face.
Lost that $50. Well, come back for a vibrator race sometime, Eric. I'll get that money back from you. I'm up 200.
Speaking of
which,
should we
right
do
right
one?
Now. We should. We haven't done one. Didn't do one last week.
We got comments pulled out?
I got some comments right here.
Wes is on that.
Let's go.
The one guy was asking if we sent the shit. He's like, I've been waiting a while. It's okay if you guys are just fucking with us and not really meaning what you say. And he's like, that's fine,
no,
too.
No, we're definitely
but
sending
also,
shit out. These coasters.
This guy, oh, also, join the YouTube membership. I meant to say this off the top. You get priority comments. You get... Are you writing boob over there with your bobs?
I could.
Oh, okay. YouTube memberships get you top of the comments. You have the extra little emojis. And you get all the Patreon episodes without having the hassle of going to Patreon. Or... Join us on Patreon.
That's yeah, not pitch. A hassle at all, actually.
Not a
it's
hassle
pretty fun
at all.
Over there.
It's really
go
fun over
it
there. It's super easy.
And you got a backlog of shit.
And you got a backlog of shit. Okay. Let's see here.
All right.
What was I doing here? Oh, yeah. I literally was going through this being like, what am I on to? Okay. Comments on last pod. Well, we only have 2 Patreon comments on the last pod, so that's going to make this easy. We got Odie. Oh, not Jenny B. She won last time. So we got Odie, O-D-Y.
Winners, by the way, win coasters and pins.
Yes, they do.
Courtesy of Bottom of the Barrel.
This guy wants us to do more. He wants us to do some weird food on YouTube. He's just saying that test some strange meals received from Gherky, I guess. I don't know what the fuck that means. That was just a little advice to go with the comments from Odie. You got Odie, Chris?
Odie is blue.
And then I go over to this one here. I'm taking one out of my memberships that bought my special. Oh, I'm going rogue here, boys. Yeah.
Pulsing.
Joshua.
Pulsing.
Ooh, pulsing would be nice. Joshua versus Odie. Joshua Endes.
All right, I got Odie.
Let's go, Odie Joshua. And blue. I'm going pulsing for Odie.
Go.
Oh. Come on, Joshua. Joshua.
Damn, this is neck and neck.
Joshua and Odie neck and neck. Literally neck and neck. We're vibrating
the whole
thing.
Damn, we've never seen
down.
This like this.
This is as close as it gets. Oh, he's switching lanes. Odie's down a backflip. Odie's down a backflip on the right side. Joshua on the left side.
No,
he's
Odie's
stuck,
got it.
Stuck in GG. The turn. Odie's taking the lead all the way. Ayo. Big win by Odie.
Dude, he's not even done. Wait.
He hasn't fallen off the edge
no.
yet.
Wait, no.
Last second. Oh, my God.
That was
sorry for peeking the mic.
Too much for me to bear.
That was one of the craziest races we've had.
It's been a minute since we had a crazy one like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, you get really into it, eh?
Sorry.
Notice, it's like twice now. You really start getting into it when we're racing.
I care.
I see that. It's great.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sorry that this is the best sport in sports.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely.
Oh, I see what happened.
Never over the top.
This is set up wrong.
Why?
Because these are the bottoms. This is supposed to be the other way around. So this is higher, more tilt than normal.
Great. Better.
No. That's not how I designed it.
You trying to rig it?
It was rigged.
It was
so
rigged.
So we just unrigged it?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Don't unrig it. You dirty unrigger.
So I guess we'll keep the last beer for the Patreon.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah.
You were one letter off.
Dude, that's a literal job for the guys that do the circus thing and the theaters.
Yeah.
They're riggers.
Yeah.
And they go up and they got to rig everything. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
That is a crazy thing.
Because like, yeah.
Yeah.
What if you have bad handwriting?
Yeah, exactly.
How are you going to, oh yeah, hire three riggers to get us this new... For the Cirque show,
yeah.
That could go horribly.
Yeah.
Do not support that.
Nope.
Not that. Spell correctly.
Yeah. It's like, oh, what do? I'm a ragged.
You're like, whoa. For a cool million. So, did we do it? Did we podcast?
We're at 1 hour and 1 minute.
Fucking right, boys. Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. Bad takes.
Might be something we keep for the Patreon.
we'll do a couple here and carry on to the Patreon. Patreon will start with more
bad takes. I love that we have like 19 gimmicks in this podcast, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, man, waiting for one to work.
Yeah, dude. We're just throwing
this
gimmicks.
Podcast is my YouTube channel.
I love it so much. Everybody else will be like, we're too cool for gimmicks, dude. And we're just like, fuck you, dude. We're
tinfoil hat, spin the wheel.
As many gimmicks as I can fit into this podcast.
Bring it up.
Yeah, give me bells and whistles. We need more shows like they had back in the 60s.
Yeah, man.
With just shit like all over. Now everything's just too serious.
Yeah. That's...
They got 9-hour podcasts. People just talk and we're like, no, dude, give me some whistles.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
That's a bad take, right?
I liked it though.
Yeah.
That's a good take.
Yeah. Fuck your ungimmicked podcast.
Yeah.
I like the gimmicks.
Yes.
It's an elevator pitch. I could tell you all the different weird things we do, and it's always fun and entertaining.
This is like changing camera angles, man. You never know what's coming next. You gotta keep them engaged.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck the guys that are doing it right. We're doing it wrong, but we're better. That is a nice bad take. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, fuck that's not guys. Where I was going, but okay.
Oh. What were you saying?
I was like, I don't know. I didn't want to take it that far. I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck those ambitious. Guys.
Yeah, fuck them.
This is the number one podcast with all these in it.
Yeah.
No one has all these things.
No, they figured it out.
No. Mm-mm. No.
They've.
But they never remember to tell three friends.
Oh, what a segue.
Boom.
All right.
Look
we'll
at
see
that.
You on the next
we have one more beer to taste. See
yeah,
you the Patreon.
Three more gimmicks await you in the podcast. In the podcast after this one. Patreon, join at Patreon. $5 a month. You get a shitload of podcasts, backlogs, plus you get to win prizes and stuff like that,
that's
which
true.
Is cool.
That's
and
true.
You know, we're really, really counting on you.
Congratulations, Odie. Send the thing to the thing.
Yeah.
He didn't know, he forgot. I didn't
and
know.
Thanks to our sponsors once again.
Hell yeah.
Before we end, what would you guys rate the second beer?
Oh yeah, we'll drink the third one in the
Patreon.
The
that's what I said. Okay. You don't listen when I speak.
We should drink the third one in the Patreon, guys. I think we should really.
Yeah, that's a good
what do you
idea.
Think?
Yeah.
I will stomp on your cock until you listen to me. That's what that's
funny
threat.
Is I said it before you, Wes.
Did you really?
Well, yeah.
No way. Wow, there's a real hierarchy here.
Piece of shit.
Oh shit. Cock me in the fuck hole.
So yeah, out of 10. The second beer?
6.
Less tasty than the first one.
I didn't really have any much.
I'll give it
5.5.
Yeah, I'll give it they're both 6s. I like them different for different reasons.
Yeah, you like all sorts of 6s though.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, inches in my ass, ladies on the street, and we got to go.
All right, two.
That's Peach Dog. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Where we always feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. The barrel is only
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.